Something. Fear touched him, and he began to sweat. Whitworth was moving around the office as if he already owned it, as if he were measuring it for size. Couldn't he wait a couple of days? A decent interval? No trouble, Whitworth answered blithely, his hands in his pockets. Eagerly he examined the voluminous files that lined the wall. I'm not coming into your agency blind, you understand. I have a few ideas of my own about the way pre-crime is run. Shakily, Anderton lit his pipe. How is it run? I should like to know. Not badly, Whitworth said. In fact, quite well. Anderton regarded him steadily. Is that your private opinion, or is that just cant? Whitworth met his gaze guilelessly, private and public. The Senate is displeased with your work. In fact, they're enthusiastic. He added, as enthusiastic as very old men can be. Anderton winced, but outwardly he remained impassive. It cost him an effort, though. He wondered what Whitworth really thought. What was actually going on in that close-cropped skull? The young man's eyes were blue, bright, and disturbingly clever. Whitworth was nobody's fool, and obviously had a great deal of ambition. As I understand it, Anderton said cautiously, you're going to be my assistant until I retire. That's my understanding, too, the other replied, without an instant's hesitation. Which may be this